Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard outdoor protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
This is a new study that has come out, a four-decade study. So this isn't like a, you know, two-month study with 50 people. This is big time. What did we find out?
Yeah, it was a great longitudinal study where we were able to look at over 130,000 participants and link their diet, specifically in this case, looking at processed red meat consumption and how that relates to cognitive decline and cognitive aging.
People will hear red meat, but you're not specifically saying don't eat a steak. You said processed red meat. So specifically, what does that mean?
Yeah, so we're looking at bacon, which I'm a big fan of myself. Bacon, sausages, lunch meats. So things that have gone through a processing process. They've been processed in order to have a longer shelf life.
Right. So it's probably the chemicals in it. I know nitrates have been an issue in a lot of the processed meats. Do we know what exactly in the processed red meats is causing issues?
Not yet. So we don't have that information just yet. But right, preservatives, nitrates, like what are those things that occur in those processed foods that might link to cognitive decline? I think, you know, we know our brains are, I heard someone say they're very greedy. Our brains are very greedy in terms of using a lot of energy. And so what we're putting in our body for that energy is going to impact how it functions.
So how much does it impact? And how should people not eat those foods at all or just cut down? What details do you have?
Yeah, so for people who have about two servings of, again, ultra or processed red meat, two servings a week versus people who might only have it twice a month, we saw about a 14% increase in cognitive decline among those individuals. But then we also saw when one of those servings was subbed with really kind of some of your non-meat options, so nuts, legumes, other protein sources, tofu, for example, there's actually a protective effect that would improve that by 20%.
Wow. That is pretty significant.
It is, yeah. And I think, you know, we're learning more and more about how different foods impact the brain. But I think if we look at our diet more globally, right, the one that has the best evidence behind it is what we call the MIND diet. In the United States, we would know that better as the DASH diet, right? It's been studied a lot with hypertension. But basically, it's whole foods, right? Lots of fruits and veggies, lots of leafy greens, and really those lean sources of protein. So again, looking at what those vegetarian options might be, but then also fish and chicken. And that has had the most study behind it in terms of cognitive benefit.
It's so interesting because the number one and number two killers of Americans are heart disease and cancer. Mm-hmm. And more research is showing we could prevent a lot of that just by changing our diet.
Yes.
Which many of us just don't do for whatever reason. But number seven on the list from the CDC was Alzheimer's.
That's right.
So yep. What is it about Alzheimer's that leads to death, because most people just think of it as a cognitive decline.
Yeah, so it's even commonly thought of, which I think we're getting better at, as a mental health issue, which really it's not. It's really a chronic health issue, just like heart disease would be. So it's a disease of an organ, of the brain. And so what we see is that because of different buildup in the brain that happens, we see nerve cell damage and cell damage happening in the brain, which impacts our memory and thinking and behavior. And it is continually degenerates over time. So I think when we think about heart disease, for example, we know a lot about heart health, right? We've been studying that for a long time. We have a lot of wonderful nutritional advice, and we would frequently say what is good for the heart is good for the brain, right? So there's not one diet specific for brain health. There's not one diet specific for heart health. Really just having a nice varied whole food diet is going to benefit all of our organs, including our brain.
What would you like people to take away most about this study that we're talking about?
Yeah, this study really also connects back to a study that was done in 2022 on ultra processed foods more generally. And I think it's just more evidence to say that, you know, avoiding processed foods is going to have a cognitive benefit for us. And, you know, just continuing to feed our body good whole foods, you know, that don't have those extra preservatives and chemicals in them are going to be better for our brains overall.
Yeah, it's interesting how we, over the last, say, 50 years, food has become so processed that a lot of us don't even think about it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But whole foods could be the key to longevity.
Absolutely. And I think there's a lot to think about, too, as we think about other populations that have higher prevalence of Alzheimer's disease. So we know that African Americans, for example, are twice as likely. Hispanic Americans are 1.5 times as likely. And we also know not everyone has the same access to food. And so it really starts to layer, you know, other things that are happening in our communities, housing security, all these other social determinants of health. You know, nutrition's a big part of that. And we've got to look at that whole picture. So we're just peeling back the layers of the onion.
Yeah, very interesting. All right, so eating about 2 servings per week of processed red meat raises the risk of dementia by 14%. That is significant. And then if you instead, as you said, nuts and beans and tofu instead, you actually are helping your brain.
Yes. You'll reduce that risk by about 20%.
Yeah, that is.
So an easy sub, right? Mm-hmm. Like if you take one of those servings that you have during the week and sub it with some nuts and beans or, you know, a bean and rice dish, that's a complete protein. That would be better for you than the red meat choice.
What do you say to people who might say, well, you know, Alzheimer's, everybody's going to get it if you live long enough. So what's the point?
Well, so 1 in 3 over 85 will have Alzheimer's upon death or another dementia, but that means 2 out of 3 won't. So I think that stat in and of itself would say that the majority of people will have cognitively normal function throughout their lifetime.
Was this a study specifically done by the Alzheimer's Association, or who conducted this study?
This study was done out of the Nurses' Health Study. So I think it was a nice global participant base. The Alzheimer's Association is currently working on a study called the U.S. Pointer Study, which is looking at, you know, what are our risk reduction behaviors? You know, what about exercise, nutrition, cognitive stimulation that might be preventative for Alzheimer's disease to help continue to feed that science on prevention?
If people want to get more information about this or Alzheimer's in general, what's the best way to get in touch with you all?
Yeah, so easy is ALZ.org. We'll have information about newly released studies all the time. Also, they can call our 24/7 helpline and inquire about new studies that have been released or something they heard on the news like today. And that's 800-272-3900.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. SimpliSafe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. ActiveGuard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.